time for your morning briefing of junior mining and mineral exploration news. You are tuned in to Mining Stock Daily. Now, reporting from the Clear Creek Digital Studios in Denver, Colorado, here's your host, Trevor Hall.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back into the Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing. It is Thursday, March 28th. Wednesday, gold traded sideways overnight until the London morning fix, when it shot up from 2,176 to 2,196. The Yellow Dog was administered a $2,200 gold price beating with the newspaper and retreated to as low as 2,183. Subsequently, the gold price drifted marginally higher and closed the afternoon session at 2,193. The Mining Stock Journal noted that in the last several days, gold has been more likely than not to shoot higher during and after the London morning price fix. The newsletter added that the only reason for that price pattern is if, for now, is taking a higher price to clear the market in terms of buyers who want physical gold and sellers who do not expect that buyers would want that gold. Silver took a different journey than gold yesterday, running higher starting from $24.52 ahead of the London fix, to a high of $24.80. Poor man's gold ended up settling in the afternoon at $24.76. The mining stocks smell the potential for a big move higher in the precious metals sector. Both GDX and the Arctic Gold Bugs Index rose 3.7% yesterday. This was a big move relative to the rest of the stock market. And gold's on the move once again, currently trading as we record at $2,235. That's a new all-time high, everybody. All right. We'll get to the news from the miners and explorers here in just a moment. But first, a quick word about today's sponsor. This episode of Mining Stock Daily is brought to you by Fireweed Metals. Fireweed is advancing three different projects within the Yukon and Northwest Territories, including the flagship McMillan Pass Project. It's a large zinc-lead-silver deposit, and the Mactung Project, one of the largest and highest-grade tungsten deposits in the world. Fireweed plans to advance these projects through exploration, resource definition, metallurgy, engineering, economic studies, and collaboration with indigenous people on the path to production. For more information, please visit fireweedmetals.com. And here's what you need to know this morning. Aldebaran Resources reported results for five drill holes from the current field campaign at the Altar Copper-Gold Project in Argentina. The holes were designed to test the edges of known mineralization and expand the mineralized footprint within the large conductive MT geophysical anomaly. All holes hit mineralization and successfully extended the mineralized footprint of the deposit. Results included 362.5 meters of 0.34% copper equivalent, 357.8 meters of 0.27% copper equivalent, and 410.5 meters of 0.36%, those all coming from hole 235. Hole 239 returned 353 meters of 0.46% copper equivalent, which ended in mineralization, host in rhyolite, which historically at Altar has been a poor host rock and only mineralized when it's close to a mineralized porphyry intrusion. Aldebaran trades on the Venture with ALDE and on the OTCQX with ADBRF. Amex Exploration has intersected the highest grade gold composite to date on the Gratien Zone on the Perron Project in the Abitibi region of Quebec. The near-surface intercept of 76.69 grams per ton gold over 3.5 meters was found in the western extension of the Gratien ore bodies from hole 742. Hole 738 returned 7.3 meters of 8.16 grams per ton gold, including a half meter of 98.17 grams per ton gold at a vertical depth of 160 meters, also at the Gratien gold zone. MX Exploration trades on the Venture with AMX and on the OTCQX with AMXEF. Troilus Gold provided an update related to the Troilus project in Quebec. The company says the feasibility study for the Troilus project is proceeding well as the various components of the report approach finalization to create a cohesive picture of the potential future operation. Results from trade-off studies undertaken to finalize optimal size and scope of the future mine against expected CapEx generated outcomes that have presented an opportunity to reassess the proposed scale of the project while prioritizing the production of copper and high-grade gold in the early years contemplated production to align with the Quebec government's strategic metals initiative. On the recommendation of the feasibility study technical team, Troilus's senior management and board have determined that these results are expected to achieve the best outcomes possible. We will highly anticipate that feasibility study in the near future. Troilus Gold trades on the TSX with TLG and on the OTCQX with CHXMF. Caliber Mining has entered into a pre-commissioning and commissioning contract with Reliable Controls Corporation, or RCC, of Salt Lake City for the Valentine Gold Mine in Newfoundland and Labrador. RCC will support Caliber to ensure all aspects of operational readiness, including human capital, are in place to ensure a smooth and efficient transition from construction to steady-state operations. Caliber entered into a $60 million gold repayment agreement with Asahi, pursuant to which Asahi has advanced a first installment of US $40 million and is expected to advance a second installment of $20 million on about April 15th. Caliber is required to deliver Asahi 2,300 ounces of gold per month over a 12-month period beginning in May. Such ounces determined based on gold forward price averaging $2,239 per ounce. Caliber Mining trades on the TSX with CXB and on the OTCQX with CXBMF. All right, that's a wrap here this morning on the Morning Briefing. Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing is produced by Clear Commodity Network and Investment Research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. It is distributed throughout the world through your podcast network of choice and by your friends over at the Junior Mining Network. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Be well. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.